Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Two things, kind of three. One, follow along on our Twitter page, TheFan965, and our Instagram page, TheFan965, because we have our Love Island posts. You have got to see Cody on today's post.
I mean, it is fantastic.
I mean, gold just looks like gold.
Gold is a thirst trap, let me just tell you right now.
Oh, for
sure. That Alex Gold thirst trap is floating around out there. All the moms that have young daughters are going to be calling Alex today.
Drew kind of used Photoshop for gold.
Yeah, or Drew.
They did not use Photoshop for Alex or Drew. Cody,
nope.
They clearly did.
Nope. Drew's got really big nipples in his picture.
Yes.
And then there's Cody. Good hell.
And then there's Maud.
Yeah.
I mean, and then there's Maud.
Gold's got those yum-yum lines. For those of you that don't know what those are.
I haven't seen the Alex picture, only from a distance that you showed me. Can you show me
it's
the
on,
Alex?
It's on the Fan, 965.
Is it on X?
Yep. And then in ours, Mac continues to move on. He won the voting of Love Island.
So, Mac's awesome.
Yeah, Mac got 38%, and you and I each got 31%.
Nice.
So, yeah, rock away, young blood.
Yeah, there you go. You're the young guy. Oh, my, the Alex. That is definitely not Photoshop by Alex.
No. But look at Drew's nipples.
I mean, my God, Alex. I mean, I'm not telling you, every woman between 25 and 35 is going to be sitting at their desk today drooling over Alex.
Smash.
Cody,
I know
not
that
so
I'm
much.
Hard.
Oh, Drew looks good, too.
Drew looks great.
Drew with the tat on the arm. Looks normal.
When I looked at the voting results from when they posted on Instagram, there were 7 votes and 100% were Drew.
I tell you, all the moms with single daughters are gonna be getting up.
Happy Wednesday.
I'm already up. Fesco and Dusty Wednesday poll question on X: who is the fifth best quarterback in the NFL? We asked you all, Jaden Daniels, Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, or Matthew Stafford. 40.2% say Jalen Hurts. 33.6% say Jaden Daniels. So, Mac, your guy's narrowing closer.
And my guy is Stafford.
Oh, it is Stafford. I thought you said it was Daniels yesterday.
I'd have Stafford, and I'd have Daniels at 6, I think.
Okay.
Why do you have Stafford as the fifth best quarterback?
Super Bowl winner, dude.
No, I think he's just...
Stats don't lie.
I think... Okay. Yeah, that's it. There you go. He did it. Yeah, you got it. No, he's one of the most prolific passers this game's ever seen. He's still got it. He's smart.
Why doesn't anybody recognize that though?
I mean,
because you're right.
Do.
I don't think the casual fan
say he's the sixth or seventh. They don't say he's the fifth.
I would bet if we went around and just started interviewing people and say name the 10 best quarterbacks in the NFL, I bet half the people don't mention Matthew Stafford. I feel like he's always the forgotten guy.
I'd be surprised if that were the case, but that could be true. I mean, and he's cut down the turnovers in recent years. I just think he's that guy. I think Daniels will overtake that. I think Hurts is closer to Purdy than he is to Patrick Mahomes, which I don't think is an insult. I think Brock Purdy's a really good quarterback, but that's just where I'd have him.
I think my top 10 go in this order. Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar, Hurts. Daniels, Herbert, Goff, Stafford, Dak. And the only reason I have Stafford down there is because I think this is the year it happens. And that's the only reason. Otherwise, he's sixth. Plus, they took away Cooper Kupp, which I get it. Like, they got Devontae Adams. They have Puka Nacua. He's in a battle of custody. I'm kidding. Kind of. That's a serious story, but I don't know if that's a distraction on the field. But didn't have Cooper Kupp last year for the majority of the year due to injury. But he's a year older. And I know that, you know, we watch football and it's, is this, I think the big regression year this year come from Stafford and Derrick Henry.
And well, yeah, I don't disagree with that. They're old.
Older. And I don't know if they get to the point where maybe they're just freaks and they're always going to have it. But like, I didn't think Peyton Manning's arm was going to fall off like it did. I didn't think that Drew Brees' shoulder was going to fall off like it did. And eventually that happens. And I think that's the year now. That is Matthew Stafford.
And that's why you always want to be a year early. People always get mad. They cut players or they trade players. And then you realize they made the right decision. They got out early on that one. I think you're right about Derrick Henry. I think it's hard to do what he did last year, 2 years in a row, with all that wear and tear and all that pounding that he had. I think it is going to be a regression year for Derrick Henry. And it may be for Matthew Stafford as well, because guys get old immediately. It happens. And that's where good general managers come in. I mean, that again, not to continue to tip the cap to Brett Veach on this one, but he fits every category of good general manager. They know when to get away from players. They absolutely 100% know when to get away from players. And I know fans don't like to hear that, but I'm one of those guys, man. I'll get away from everybody. I'll get away from everybody on these rosters other than maybe Bobby Witt and maybe Patrick Mahomes. And even those two guys, if somebody called and offered me the moon, you know, that great planet, maybe you trade the moon for them. But I, you know, Bobby and Patrick are pretty much the untouchables. Everybody else is up for discussion right now. And that's how you operate a winning franchise. You have to be willing to make the hard move early to turn those rosters over and not rely on these careers. Like, if you're relying on Derrick Henry to come back and have the year that he did last year, this year, you're playing with fool's gold and you're playing with fire and you're not giving your team a fair shake at going out there and winning. Derrick Henry had a career year. Take it for what it's worth and find a way to get better from what Derrick Henry did by not having to utilize Derrick Henry. You got to be able to move on from guys.
And maybe I'm, you know, off on this. I mean, I know Peyton Manning missed 2011 with a neck injury, but at the age of 37, which is what Matthew Stafford is, Peyton Manning had the best year of his career. So maybe we'll see one more from Stafford. I mean, Manning had a great offense. I don't know if it's better than the one that Matthew Stafford
was,
might be.
Was that a Denver team or was that a
Indy?
That was
2013. That was the 5,455 touchdowns.
Yeah. Demaryius Thomas, Julius Thomas, Wes Welker.
A lot of Thomas was Nixon stacked. Five. Yeah.
They were very stacked.
They had Tebow on that team, didn't
they? They did. They did not.
Who was the backup quarterback that the Chiefs forced into the game?
Paxton
was it Jim
Lynch.
Drunken Miller?
I believe it was either Brock Osweiler or Paxton Lynch.
You think it was Osweiler? Yeah. Through what, six picks Peyton Manning did, or seven? Yeah. Or something. It was unreal. It was
awful.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then so great.
And then they won the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah. So annoying.
Well, their defense did.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
For sure.
They did.
Von Miller, MVP.
Yeah.
But I would say that Derrick Henry has not shown signs of slowing down. That's all I'll say. But you're right. The cliff comes sometimes. It does. But people have been saying that with him for 4 years.
Yeah, but most players don't show signs of slowing down. It just happens. And you go, what happened to that guy? And you're like, well, age.
We'll see. We'll see. I don't know. I think it's interesting to know. Because, look, some guys are better than time. And sometimes they go further on. And, you know, Tom Brady played till he was, like 44, whatever the hell it was. I don't know. But maybe Stafford's got it in him. I don't know. He had an elbow injury the year before. He's, you know, always getting hit. He's got a new, you know.
Yeah, he gets hit a lot.
No, there's more signs with Stafford for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we'll see.
But Tom Brady was also very different with the way that he took care of himself. Mm-hmm. Nobody takes care of their body like Tom Brady did or does. I mean, and I'm not talking about the Botox. Like, all of that TB12, eating clean, all of that kind of stuff. Like, it's a full-time job to take care of your body. And Tom Brady did it better than anybody else.
Looking at the way too early playoff predictions, according to, I believe it was FanDuel Sportsbook, they have their predictions. We'll just do the AFC. One seed is Buffalo. Two seed is Baltimore. Three seed is Kansas City. Four seed is Houston. So there's your division winners. Buffalo, Kansas City, Baltimore, and Houston.
Does anybody want to argue with any of those division winners? Doesn't it make it kind of boring? Like, the NFL claims parity. There's no parity in the NFL.
Not in the AFC towards the NFC, but I would argue maybe Cincy over Baltimore. Because if we're having the argument of Derrick Henry having the regression year,
yeah,
like, is Lamar going to have to do it all? And I think he can, but to be fair, what, Lamar Jackson's best 2 years of his career have been the last 2 years? Is that fair? He was MVP
his first year.
So maybe he's getting better.
His first full season, he had the MVP twos unanimous, I think, so that'd be up there.
But the last 2 years, he's been great, right?
He's been unbelievable.
And he's had, who is his running back?
Derrick Henry for one of those years.
Last year was his first year with Derrick Henry.
Yep.
So he had Derrick Henry last year, could have won MVP, did win MVP the year prior.
Yes.
So we'll see. And I mean, you have another year of Zay Flowers in the league. I don't think they added a whole lot to their weapons on offense. Now their defense is going to be great.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the route they'll go. And again, look, they're
who's going to get credit for the wins, right? Lamar.
But again, like, I don't know, man. Like, I could see Cincinnati winning that division. I really could. But they have, outside of your division winners, your wild card teams, which would be the fifth seed in Denver, the sixth seed in Cincinnati, and your seventh seed is the Aaron Rodgers-led Steelers. Mm-hmm.
Did you see his picture yesterday, by the way, that was floating around?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, my God, that looked terrible. That looked fake.
So bad.
Like he was posing for, you know, Olin Mills at Sears.
I thought it was Negan from Walking Dead in the Steelers uniform.
Honest to God, I thought it was one of our Love Island posts at first. I'm like, why do they have Cody wearing? Oh, that's Aaron Rodgers, not Cody. It was an awful picture. I mean, just a terrible, terrible picture of Aaron Rodgers that was floating around the internet yesterday. I don't think much invokes confidence for Aaron Rodgers right now if you're a Steelers fan, but the caption was, Aaron Rodgers looks like a divorced dad on Facebook.
That's true. I feel that.
How you doing, ladies? I'm putting myself out there.
I feel that one.
All right, Aaron.
I'd say to your question about the AFC, Bob, most people outside of this market are going to be saying the AFC West is that division. So we're not going to have those conversations because we know that's not the division that's going to have any issues.
You look around and you're like, this division, this conference, it's already decided, barring injuries and things like that. Again, the NFL does a great job of saying there's parity. They've done an unbelievable job of convincing the masses that there's parity in this league, and there is not parity in the NFL. Just look at what the Chiefs have done. There's more parity in Major League Baseball. Everybody goes, oh, it's always the Yankees. Yankees haven't done anything since 2009.
Somebody in the text line says, Houston might have the worst offensive line in football. That whole division is so bad, I wouldn't even rule out anyone.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, I don't think Tennessee's winning.
God, that division, I mean, and I know you live down there for
Let's
a hot
put some
minute.
Money on Tennessee to win that division.
There's nothing interesting about that division whatsoever. There's not a team that's interesting in that division.
I think Tennessee's interesting.
Do you?
Ward?
Yeah.
He's the first overall pick?
He was?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that.
I think they're interesting. I think Tennessee's interesting.
Had Vrabel still been the coach down there, I'd probably have a different opinion than Tommy Callahan. Is that who the coach is there?
Brian, yep.
Somebody like that?
Jacksonville's interesting. You got Duval.
Well, that goes from that standpoint.
And then you've got, is this the last year we see Trevor Lawrence as a starting quarterback in the NFL?
Yep.
That would be honest question.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Like, is this it? Like,
remember when he was the biggest winner ever and never lost a game?
Right. Life happens fast, man. Like, is this the year that, you know, when we're watching, is this the last year we see Trevor Lawrence as a starting quarterback? Does he get moved to the bullpen after this year?
He might.
Does he lose his starting position this year?
Usually it's the other way around. Like Trevor Lawrence was down big in the playoffs, came back and won that game. You should be saying that about the guy out in LA whose coach wears the khakis, right? They blew that lead. That's the last time you're going to see them. But we're having that conversation about Trevor Lawrence. Is this his third coach now?
So he's Doug got Peterson. Urban Meyer, Doug, and now,
did he have Herb? Was Herb his guy?
That was his first year. That's why throw it out. Worst head coach of all time, rookie season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's got, but he's still on his third head coach. That doesn't mean success for anybody in this league right now. I mean, it's crazy to have your third head coach and you're in year five or whatever it is, but like, you're not going to sit down and watch Jacksonville versus the Colts. I mean, that is a Spiro Dede's noon game on CBS, baby.
I mean, I'll be locked
in. I mean,
and I'm a nerd.
You will not be. You'll be on Red Zone and they'll go to that game for like a last second touchdown or something.
I'm just saying, like, I'll have fantasy people involved in that somehow.
Yeah, yeah. But you're not saddling up going, ooh, I get six games to choose from. Let me go Colts Jags today.
No, that's me.
Fair. That's fair. All right, Mac.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Four. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
All right, we're jumping around here. We're starting with Summer League basketball because this story blew my mind. One word on how much you'd pay for this game, or one word on how much people are paying for this game. We can do both. Cooper Flagg versus Bronny James, the Summer League, selling historic amounts. Lower bowl tickets are going for $650. Courtside tickets are going for $2,500. This is for Cooper Flagg, former first overall pick, if you don't know, and Bronny James, who has barely played at all, and he's a second-round pick from last season. That is what people are paying $2,500 for.
Those people are stupid.
Is that
one word?
To see
Bronny and Flagg?
Yeah.
In an exhibition game.
Yes.
So that would be like paying for preseason football.
Yeah,
or paying $500 to go watch a spring training baseball game because somebody may get in that bag. I mean, that is dumb. If you've got that kind of money, just write me a check.
Seriously.
I could put that to better use than watching a preseason, not even preseason, summer league exhibition basketball game. You're going to see Cooper Flagg a lot in real games, mm-hmm. right? And I would imagine Bronny James is going to play in some games that are real as well.
Probably.
I don't need to spend a dime to go watch. That's ridiculous. That money right there, that's why people hate America, right? Like, you got people out here spending $2,500 on a courtside seat to go watch a summer league game? Kick rocks, man.
Rich is what that is.
Yeah.
That's my one word. If you got money like that, like, we got money to blow. Is that the Lil Wayne song or whoever sang that money to blow song? That's the definition right there of rich. $2,500 to go see Cooper Flagg and Bronny James, try to get a dual auto or something like that, or just try to get an autograph of Cooper Flagg. You're going to put $2,500 into your seat and try to sell like a rookie card for like $6,000 and make money. More power to you. But I mean, come on now. I don't know if I'm ever going to have money to pay for a $2,500 ticket to see a preseason basketball
summer
game.
League?
Nuts.
Yeah,
to watch who makes more threes in their career, Bronny James or Angel Reese?
Bronny James.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a good question. Do you know that Angel Reese's team is the second worst in the WNBA?
Whew.
Do you see that crossover dribble? She just got pocket picked.
Bless
and
her
then,
heart.
And then last night she spikes the clipboard out of her coach's hand. Not a good look. She sucks.
Bless her heart.
Yeah, she waved everyone off for an ISO.
Waved everybody off. They got her pocket picked.
She just needs to come out to Kansas City and meet me at Green Lady Lounge, and we can have a good conversation.
Yeah. Has anybody been more hyped and been as bad at sports as her?
Shador Sanders is a great one.
In all fairness, we have not seen Shador Sanders play in the NFL yet. I'm giving him a hot minute to see what he can do, right?
Trey Lance? Yeah, I don't know.
Trey Lance, maybe.
Yeah, he's a top five pick. Yeah, I don't know.
But, like, they're trying to make Angel Reese something. She is a bit player at best.
Yep, I agree.
At best. Stop trying to say she's the second best player in the league and put her on the same level as Caitlin Clark. She's not even close. No. And it really is disrespectful to Caitlin Clark to constantly compare her and Angel Reese because she's so much better than Angel Reese at basketball.
I'd say it's disrespectful to other players, too, because they should be talking about other ones, too, that are better than her.
9-1-3 recently missed 4 shots last night, though.
There you go.
Next one.
How many did she take?
5. Well, you miss all the shots you don't take, Michael Scott.
Yeah, there you go. One word, Livy Dunn. She doesn't get rejected probably ever, except for this time she tried to purchase Babe Ruth's New York City apartment for $1 million with cash in hand. She was turned down.
Yeah,
one word.
That's funny. Funny, because Livy Dunn never turned down, right?
No.
These people in this co-op in New York are like, yeah, we don't really want you here. It's probably old people, and it's probably families that live in this building, right? At one point, some $1 million. I looked at the pictures of this thing on Zillow. Not for one point some million. That is okay.
Really?
Nothing great. I mean, it's built-in cabinets people like, I guess. I don't know. But the washing machine was in the kitchen.
Ugh.
So, like, I'm out on that.
Yeah.
And so it's probably families and old people. They don't want, you know, Livy Dunn there because the young families, the wives don't want their husbands checking her out in the elevator. And the old people don't want the young people there partying. So they rejected her. She was going to pay cash, as you said, for this thing. And they said, nah.
See ya.
I guess my one word is prideful. Like, Libby Dunn doesn't really have a track record as being like a party girl.
No kidding.
She's not like jamming out. She's not like, if it was Sydney Sweeney, I'd understand. You're like, well, you kind of like, you're kind of known to bring a lot of attention. I know Libby Dunn will, and like Paul Skeens, but like, what this also tells me is that this is foreshadowing as well. Like, Paul Skeens is going to be a Yankee. Like, I'm letting you know.
Oh, that's a good point. But she's also a Jersey girl.
She doesn't want to live in Pittsburgh.
Right. Nobody does.
Paul Skeens does not let that go. And Paul Skeens clearly isn't working in Pittsburgh because they're not winning the games that he gives up one run or no runs. He's going to win. I mean, this is crazy, dude. He's going to start in the All-Star game. He's going to win the Cy Young coming off a Rookie of the Year. And he's going to have a below one whip. He's going to have a sub two ERA.
And be like 4-19.
He's going to be 6-13. And they're going to be like, oh, no wonder you won out. So what happened to Greinke? Greinke's Cy Young year in 2009. Couldn't get any run support. Had a good ERA. Had a okay record, I guess. Was an all-star and was like, I can't be in Kansas City. I'm better than this.
Are we to the point now as sports fans where we understand it ain't the player anymore, it's all about the organization? Because for a while there, we were mad at the Royals for not re-signing Greinke or Beltran or, you know, all these guys. But then you have to take a step back and you have to realize this isn't the players. These organizations suck. And as much as we want to be fans of our organization, what the Glass family did here for 20 years, what did they do? You know, and so that's going on in Pittsburgh right now. I hope everybody in Pittsburgh doesn't resent Paul Skeens, and they all resent, and I think they do at this point in time. Whoa. They resent the organization, not the player, because the player is a superstar. He don't want to be part of that dumpster fire.
I mean, not only that, but I mean, like, Livy's going to travel a lot. So, I mean, it's not like she's going to be living there. That's dumb, dude. Like, come on.
Yeah.
It's Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth. God, I could go for a whole show.
Yeah, but I don't think it has anything to do with that. It has to do with, like,
they're prideful about it, though.
No, I think what I'm looking at is, like, there's so many people out there that have so much more money than her.
They could get,
like, they rejected somebody with cash in hand for $1 million-plus apartment. How many more of those people are out there? Oh, we got a list a mile long, man.
Prideful. Yeah, you're all right.
Yeah.
No, you're done? Okay.
I'm all right? All right, great. Yeah, I'll keep it up. All right, yeah. I didn't know. One word on this was Lawrence Butler for the A's. He started out the game pretty awesome, pretty electric.
Crazy as that. Lawrence Butler wastes no time, swings at the first pitch. This one deep out to center field, and the bird. It's in play.
There you go. One word on Lawrence Butler.
He's awesome.
The A's are fun, man.
Yeah.
The A's are fun.
They're having fun playing.
Nick Kurtz, Jacob Wilson, Brent Rooker.
Yeah.
Butler.
Damn.
You got the dude in center field that makes plays every single time that there's some sort of highlight. You're like, where are we going? We're going out to the minor league field and the A's play. So sad is what that is, because they have so much there. They just don't. Again, you go back to Pittsburgh. You have a franchise that the ownership doesn't care about.
Well, they better start caring if they're going to move this thing to Las Vegas and expect people to show up.
I mean, they got great players in that team, man.
They do. I mean, they're a fun ball club to watch.
Beat the Braves yesterday 10-1.
Yeah, they scored all their runs in like the first two innings.
It's pretty nuts. One word, Royals win yesterday.
Yay!
Great. Keep doing it.
Heck yeah.
Keep winning.
Keep losing teams losing.
Yes. Loved it. I don't care. You got swept by the A's. That team that you just heard the audio of. They're not a good team. They have good players. They're not a good team. Pittsburgh. Keep beating them.
And inside the park home run, they go in. It's an exciting way to start the game.
I mean, it is pretty exciting. Remember when Alcides Escobar did it?
Yeah.
Everybody was going nuts.
But I think
that
it was a
little serious.
I know, but even still, that's an inside the park home run to start the game. And the announcers.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like, well, that's an exciting way to start the game. How about getting into the call? Like, that's the problem with baseball. They're announcers. This is the conduit.
It's bad.
That was awful.
I tried to find a different call. I really did.
You did?
No, I did because I hated the call.
I mean, it's terrible. It's an awful call. Just a terrible call.
I feel bad doing that, but it didn't give excitement or energy.
No, not to the way it should have been.
Well, she's the same one that called Dippin' Dots something else that I can't say on the air.
Oh, you'll have to tell me off the air. I haven't heard that story.
I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
It rhymes with Chicken Dots. Coming up on the other side, we get into another guy that's going to get recalled. Oh, wait. Never mind.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.